Hello, Exercises for Injuries blog readers. This is Rick Kasselge with another interview for you with a health professional. Today I have Bill Hume. He's going to chat to us about headaches and trigger points. So, Bill, I'll get you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Thanks, Rick. I'm Bill Hume, founder of William Hume Method, Advanced Clinical Trigger Point. I do trigger point at my office in Nanaimo, D.C., and I also do workshops both locally and internationally now.
Okay, and before we got on the call here, we were chatting about headaches and trigger points. So maybe you can provide some information to the fitness professional on how trigger points end up playing a key role when it comes to their clients having headaches.
Sure, I'll do my best to try and make some sense of it. What I normally see, I see a lot of athletic people. Probably about 70% of my client base are athletic people, varying degrees of activity. We have to keep in mind that the muscles that we're using in a lot of exercise are the upper body muscles. Pectoralis major, the trapezius, are very commonly engaged when we're doing our upper body exercise. Now, some trainers might find that their clients will complain that they have headaches. This might have been an ongoing problem before they started exercising, or since they started exercising, they're more prone to headaches. So either way, we still want to look at trigger points as being a possible cause of the headaches. The muscles that are usually involved with headache and migraine are the upper trapezius muscles, the sternocleidomastoids, which are the ones at the front of the neck, the suboccipitals at the base of the skull. You can have temporalis, which are head, above the ears, head muscles. Those are the most common ones that we have found that will be involved and cause headache or migraine. So again, from a fitness professional's point of view, it can be a big plus for the client if they might be able to cite the fact that trigger points could be causal to this problem. Get them looked at, assess for trigger points, and then they can get on with their exercise routine without being miserable with the headache or migraine.
Okay, and just kind of from your experience with clients that have headaches, so how long would I have to have a client sent to you for them to kind of have the headache related to a trigger point addressed?
Well, it varies, Rick. Most of my clients, if they back off on the upper body work while we're treating, now this doesn't mean, again, they don't have to sit and do nothing, but they should talk with their trainer and really back off on that upper body stuff. They can do lower body work to keep active. But while we're doing it, it takes about, between 2 and 3 sessions, they should start feeling a big difference. If they feel the difference, then we know that we're on the right track. I will give my clients advice on how to self-treat, which they can do at home and really speed up the healing process. And the same rules apply with all trigger points. Then we let the muscle heal. And once the pain is gone, we let it heal up for a couple weeks, and then they can go back to start their upper body again. Now, in the real world, Rick, that's not always possible. Some people are training for events, competitions, and they can't just stop, and I totally understand that. So what we do is we work on the muscles while they're continuing their exercise, and we hope that we can at least get them some relief from the headache or migraine.
Okay. So it's an excellent point that you made when it comes to, let's say, a fitness professional that's training someone. They can still keep coming to see me, and I can focus on their lower body, and they can do lower body cardiovascular work while you're addressing trigger points in the upper body and head area.
Oh, absolutely. And I encourage that. Many people that are used to physical activity, they really don't like to stop, and it's probably not the best thing for them. They get a little depressed, they get a little grumpy. Their body is used to operating at a higher level, so to speak.
take me through the process. So I'm a fitness professional. I have a client that, you know, kind of complains of headaches. I've got her, you know, she keeps exercising with me. The headaches don't really change. They kind of haven't improved. Like, what would be the next step that I would do, and how would you fit in this process?
Well, let me get back to sort of the trigger point protocol. It would be to say, well, let's check those muscles. Now, again, for those that have come to the workshop for migraine and shoulder, they would be able to know right away which muscles to palpate, and they can just check and see, okay, well, let's say if it was Mr. Smith, yes, looks like you got some nodules in those traps, you know, in the back of your neck, maybe your sternocleidomastoids. You know, I think maybe we should back off on the exercise there, find someone who does good trigger point body work, or, of course, self-treat through the self-treatment books. And then we keep those muscles warm. We do the trigger point therapy. Once the nodules are removed and the muscle is pain-free, or the headaches are gone in this case, or the migraine, then we can go back to starting a gentle exercise routine for the upper body and increase slowly. So it's a rehab, just like any other area of the body that needs rehabilitation. You don't start, you know, full tilt, you ease into it.
Okay. Excellent information, Bill. Where can people get more information about you?
Well, they can check my website. That's the best place to start. It's triggerpoint.ca. Lots of information there about headaches and other issues that trigger points can cause. They can email me at info@triggerpoint.ca. I respond to all my emails. I'm always willing to give them advice via email, or they're welcome to call me on the phone. My phone numbers are listed on my website.
Excellent. So exercisesforinjuries.com blog readers, thank you very much for listening to this interview. If you're interested in Bill's courses targeted towards fitness professionals, you can take a look at his website, or you can also visit exercisesforinjuries.com and click on courses, and it'll take you to the three courses that Bill has, and they are Understanding Trigger Points to Overcome Pain, and that's kind of an introductory course to trigger points so fitness professionals can get a better understanding of what trigger points are. And then the more in-depth courses are the hands-on trigger point for lumbar, hip, buttocks, and groin issues. And then the second one is hands-on trigger point for shoulder and migraine issues. So thank you very much for listening to this interview. We will talk to you very soon, and we will see you on the blog. This is Rick Casella from ExercisesForInjuries.com signing off. Take care, and bye-bye.